Music has become part of our culture. It's a way to express ourselves in ways some people can't even explain. Music is looked at as memories now because I know whenever I find a good song, there's always something that goes along with it. For example, a song that has stuck with me since day one is Wanted by Hunter Hayes. Most people like country because it reminds them of summer and carefree adventures, but this song spoke to me in a different way. This song has more of a slow tempo and is used to explain your feelings to someone, well, at least that's how it was used in my case. The way this song is made is to use to pull at your heartstrings. He wants you to feel the love he has for this girl in the song. The way he elongates the words like you, makes, and wanted for a few examples. He extends the word wanted so he can get across that no matter what, with him, you will always be wanted, and he uses it to get the message through to the listener. The song's slow tone in the beginning, but when he starts to sing about all the good things he would do to this girl, the beat starts to pick up a little bit. Although there are a couple breaks in the song where the song gets slow with the piano again, and he extends the word wanted, changing the emotion and feeling of the song. This song has always been something that I've listened to because it would make me dream about having my own boyfriend one day that would do the same for me, and because I was also a big fan of Hunter Hayes. After listening to this song, you can always get into that happy mood because you know someone can do that for you later in the future. The way the artist sings the slow parts of the song on a monotone voice, you can tell he is sincere, and it makes you feel the same way. This song has a certain meaning to me because I finally found that person that is going to want me no matter what. Me and my boyfriend Eric have been dating for almost a year now, and he used this song to first say he loved me. This song had already been one of my favorites, but now having this type of memory from it, it makes for not just a song, but a remembrance of this specific moment. Me and my boyfriend are currently in a long-distance relationship, and it has been very rough for us. At home, we live not even 10 minutes away, so it's easy just to call each other and say, I'll be over in a couple of minutes, and to now being miles away from each other has been a rough transition. When we are together, we are both so happy, and we do things like jam out in the car to songs like Wanted, and we make a memory with each other with each song to listen to. Wanted specifically will have a special place in both our hearts, because for the first time, he said I love you to me. I remember it like it was yesterday. We had just driven from his house to mine to drop me off, and we didn't want to leave each other, but we had to because we had school the next morning. So we sat in the driveway for a little bit and listened to a few songs before I had picked Wanted to come on, and he had no idea what song was going to come on next. Neither of us knew that this song would lead us to telling each other our true feelings. Throughout the beginning of the song, we were just singing the words to each other, smiling, and I knew at that moment how much I was going to fall in love with him. The way he looked at me like there was nothing going on around us, and he could see the love he had for me. At this point, we had only been in a relationship for 2 weeks, but we had been talking for a month, so we could both tell we were nervous to tell each other we loved one another, since we both had been hurt in the past and it was so soon in the relationship. So after a little bit of just listening to the song, we both started to cry because I know I just had these feelings of so much love for him, and I wanted to tell him, but I was scared. Luckily, in the middle of crying, he turned to me and said, I love you, and of course I said it right back. He pulled me in and hugged me, and I couldn't feel the tears running down his face, and I picked my head up and kissed him. When the song was finished, we kissed goodnight, and I saw him the next day. Never did I know that the song could bring so many emotions and get us to overcome our fears. This song spoke to us both in a way that got us both to realize how much we loved each other, and you can see the power music can have. Whenever I listen to this song now, it is hard to be happy because I just miss him a lot right now since we go months without seeing each other. Although, if I just sit there and take in the song and listen to every little word, I start to cry of happiness because I can't help but think of him and our relationship when it comes on. Anyone who listens to this song, it will make you think about your significant other, and it shows how people you're supposed to be treated. It shows girls that the way he is singing about this girl is how you should be treated in a relationship or strive to find a guy like the way he is singing, which I was lucky enough to find. This song has a lot of meaning to me, but it can also become meaningful for someone else too. This is a song that everyone can relate to, in a good way or bad. Luckily for me, this song has a good memory to it, but it also can bring bad thoughts for people. I know that if me and my boyfriend were to break up, I would never be able to listen to the song again because all I would think about is him. This song has now influenced me for the rest of my life. Realizing that music isn't just about the song and the person singing, but how the artist can reach out to people and make you feel. This song will forever have a place in my heart because of the memories it brings.